The Wise Old Woman. The old king had died, and his son was arrogant and cruel. He declared that all old people were worthless, and he made a decree that said that all people who could no longer work would have to be taken out in the forest at the top of the mountain and left there to live as they pleased or die. He didn't care. The people of the village were horrified at this. One young man, especially, he lived alone with his mother, who was too old to work. But they enjoyed each other's company, and they lived fine. He decided to defy the decree, although the punishment was death. He dug a hole underneath his house, fitted it out as nicely as he could, and there his mother stayed. Late at night, when he came home from work, he would talk to her some, and she would tell him stories, and they would laugh together a little bit before he went to bed. And so they lived. One day, a cruel overlord came to the gates of the kingdom. He had a large army, and he said, "I will crush you, unless you can tell me the answer to this problem." "Oh," said the young king, "we will try." "Well, here it is," said the overlord. "You must make a rope out of charcoal." "Oh, that shouldn't be hard." And he called all the finest young rope makers in his kingdom together, and they began to try and ply charcoal into rope, but it crumbled and fell apart. It was very difficult. All the people were trying to find a solution to this, but none of them could think of any way to make a rope out of charcoal. The young man was disturbed, and he didn't want to show his mother that he was upset, but she heard it in his voice, and she asked him what was the matter. "Oh, mother, there's a cruel overlord who will crush us, kill us all, if we cannot make a rope out of charcoal." "Huh," said his mother, "a rope out of charcoal? Why, that's the easiest thing. We used to do that when we were children for fun. What you do is you take a piece of rope and you soak it in salt water. After it dries, you burn it very carefully, and it will keep its shape. There you have a rope made out of charcoal." "Oh," said the son, "I would never have thought of that." And he told his king. His king had it done, and the rope was presented to the overlord. The overlord scowled and said, "You have done that, but you can't do this. You need to make a drum that beats itself." "Drum that beats itself? Now that is impossible. No one could think of a way to do it. A drum must be hit or dropped, or something must happen to it. You hit it with a stick or your hands? Something." "No one could think of it. They made all kinds of drums, but none would beat themselves." The young man told his mother what was going on, and she laughed. She said, "Oh, that's the easiest thing of all. All you need to do is make a drum, and just before you put the top skin on it, you put a bumblebee inside. We used to do it when we were children. The bumblebee beats the drum for you all day long." He told his king, and the king had such a drum made. He showed it to the overlord, and it sat there beating, beating, beating all by itself. The overlord scowled. "Ha," he said, "well, you can't do this. Take a thread and push it through a snail shell until it comes out the other end. There, you'll never do that." Well, all the finest seamstresses in the village, all the tailors and everybody, began to try and thread a thread through a snail shell to go around all the curves. But they could not do it. No matter how they waxed the thread, no matter what needle they used, it would not make all the curves. The young man was upset, and he told his mother, "Oh, my son, that is the easiest one of all. We used to do it when we were children. What you do is you take an ant, and you glue a thread to the back of the ant. You put the ant in the snail shell and put some honey at the other end. After a while, the ant will crawl to the honey. You can pull him out and let him go. He has done some good work for you. The thread is through the snail, and there you have it." Well, the young man made such a thing and brought it to his king. The king was happy and took it to the overlord. The overlord scowled, but he gave up. "You are much too clever for me." And he left. Then the king called the young man to him and said, "Young man, you are not one of my scholars. You're just a common man. Tell me, how did you get so smart to think up all these clever solutions?" "Oh, I cannot tell you, my sire," he said.
"What? You cannot tell me? You must tell me."
"But I can't tell you unless you promise not to punish me."
"Punish you? Well, I was not going to punish you. I was going to reward you. I will not punish you."
"Well, my sire, you see, when you told us to take the old people to the forest at the top of the mountain, I did not take my mother. She is living under my house. She is the one who found the answers to all the problems."
"What? What? You defied me? Oh.
Your mother saved the kingdom." "Huh." It was enlightening for the young king. And he reversed his decree. He told the people to go and bring back the old people from the forest at the top of the mountain. And all those that were still alive would be honored and revered and taken care of. The ones who had died would be buried with great pomp. And so it was, and so it is, that now old people are honored, not cast off.